A Palestinian's View from Gaza by Lama Hourani, Middle East Research and Information Project, posted August 15, 2005. I'll go visit Auntie Lina in Ramallah after I obtain a tasrih, an Israeli permit, and when Eretz checkpoint is open. Okay, Mama? This is what my son, who is almost 3 years old, told me the other day after having a chat with his cousin Leila, who lives in Ramallah in the West Bank. The problem is that during the last 5 years, I have received permission to go to the West Bank only 4 or 5 times. Although I have a West Bank identity card from Nablus, I live and work with my husband and son in Gaza City. My son already knows the word tasrih, tuch, shoot, and the Eretz checkpoint is closed. But now, as implementation of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's Gaza disengagement plan is here, I fear that Gaza will become even more of a prison than it is already. While some may think of disengagement as setting Gaza free, in reality, there is not to be any sovereignty for Gazans. This is not a withdrawal from Palestinian land, but actually a redeployment of forces. Israel will still control the sea, air, and borders, while reserving the right to invade. The government is only relinquishing direct control over the people. This is not the end of the occupation. Of course, we are happy to see the Israeli soldiers and settlers leave Gaza, but no Palestinian believes Israel is now going to turn to the roadmap sponsored by the United States, the European Union, Russia, and the UN. We are having trouble even imagining an independent state these days as the Israeli security barrier marches through West Bank Palestinian villages and Jerusalem itself. Hundreds of checkpoints and roadblocks tightly constrict our movements within the West Bank and Gaza. Land is still being confiscated for the wall, settlements and settler-only roads, eroding any hope of a viable, contiguous state. The legitimate need for Israeli security cannot justify these practices. Our internal problems are not helped either by this unilateral redeployment, disconnected as it is from a strong, hopeful peace process. The chaos from the power struggle between Hamas and the Palestinian Authority hurts us all, Israelis as well as Palestinian. The easy way to deflate Hamas is to truly end the occupation. This can be achieved by implementing UN resolutions leading to a Palestinian state on the land occupied in 1967, including East Jerusalem, in addition to a just solution for the refugee problem. People who voted for Hamas in recent municipal elections did not vote for their political program, but against the corruption and mismanagement of the Palestinian Authority. Our presidential elections in January demonstrated that about 80% of Palestinians support leaders who back peaceful solutions and negotiations. We want the Palestinian Authority to move forward with steps to improve our laws, security, and governance. As I raised my young son, I teach him about Israelis, that they are people like us. I teach him that we must reach out and connect. But all my words and the example of my friendship with Israelis evaporate when he sees neighbors denied access to the hospital because of Israeli curfews or his school damaged by Israeli missiles. Despite the hardships of the occupation, Palestinians do recognize the Israeli state. Even refugees from what is now Israel accept that they would become Israeli citizens if allowed to return. Why can't Israel accept our equally valid right to a state of our own? Lama Hourani is Gaza branch coordinator of one of the first Palestinian NGOs, the Palestinian Working Women's Society for Development, which advocates for women's rights as equal citizens.